The Paschal Candle. The sun is setting, and our earth will soon be mantled in darkness. The church has provided a torch, which is to spread its light upon us during the whole of this long vigil. It is of an unusual size. It stands alone, and is of a pillar-like form. It is the symbol of Christ. Before being lighted, its scriptural type is the pillar of a cloud, which hid the Israelites when they went out from Egypt. Under this form, it is the figure of our Lord, when lying lifeless in the tomb. When lighted, we must see in it both the pillar of fire, which guided the people of God, and the glory of our Jesus, risen from his grave. Our Holy Mother, the Church, would have us enthusiastically love this glorious symbol, and speaks its praise to us in all the magnificence of her inspired eloquence. As early as the beginning of the 5th century, Pope Saint Zosimus extended to all the churches of the city of Rome the privilege of blessing the Paschal Candle, although baptism was administered nowhere but in the baptistry of Saint John Lateran. The object of this grant was that all the faithful might share in the holy impressions which so solemn a rite is intended to produce. It was for the same intention that, later, every church, even though it had no baptismal font, was permitted to have the blessing of the Paschal Candle. The deacon proclaims the Easter solemnity to the people, while chanting the praises of this sacred object, and whilst celebrating the glories of him whose emblem it is, he becomes the herald of the resurrection. The altar, the sanctuary, the bishop, all are in the somber color of the Lenten rite. The deacon alone is vested in white. At other times, he would not presume to raise his voice, as he is now going to do, in the solemn tone of a preface. But this is the eve of the resurrection, and the deacon, as the interpreters of the liturgy tell us, represents Magdalene and the holy women, on whom our Lord conferred the honor of being the first to know his resurrection, and to whom he gave the mission of preaching to the very apostles that he had risen from the dead and would meet them in Galilee. But let us listen to the thrilling exultet of our deacon and learn from him the joys that await us on this wonderful night. Let now the heavenly troops of angels rejoice. Let the divine mysteries be joyfully celebrated. And let a sacred trumpet proclaim the victory of so great a king. Let the earth also be filled with joy, being illuminated with such resplendent rays. And let it be sensible that the darkness, which overspread the whole world, is chased away by the splendor of our eternal king. Let our mother, the Church, be also glad, finding herself adorned with the rays of so great a light. And let this temple resound with the joyful acclamations of the people. Wherefore, beloved brethren, you who are now present at the admirable brightness of this holy light, I beseech you to invoke with me the mercy of Almighty God, that he who has been pleased above my desert to admit me into the number of his Levites will, by an infusion of his light upon me, enable me to celebrate the praises of this candle, through our Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, who with him and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth one God for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We have them fixed on God. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is meet and just. It is truly meet and just to proclaim with all the affection of our heart and soul, and with the sound of our voice, the invisible God the Father Almighty, and his only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who paid for us to his eternal Father the debt of Adam, and by his sacred blood cancelled the guilt contracted by original sin. For this is the Paschal solemnity, in which the true Lamb was slain, by whose blood the doors of the faithful are consecrated. This is the night in which thou formerly broughtest forth our forefathers, the children of Israel, out of Egypt, leading them dry foot through the Red Sea. This, then, is the night which dissipated the darkness of sin by the light of the pillar. This is the night which now delivers all over the world those that believe in Christ from the vices of the world and darkness of sin, restores them to grace, and clothes them with sanctity. This is the night in which Christ broke the chains of death and ascended conqueror from hell. For it availed us nothing to be born, unless it had availed to be redeemed. Oh, how admirable is thy goodness towards us! Oh, how inestimable is thy love! Thou hast delivered up thy Son to redeem a slave. O truly necessary sin of Adam, which the death of Christ has blotted out! O happy fault that merited such and so great a Redeemer! O truly blessed night, which alone deserved to know the time and hour when Christ rose again from hell! This is the night of which it is written, "And the night shall be as light as the day, and the night is my illumination in my delights." Therefore, the sanctification of this night blots out crimes, washes away sins, and restores innocence to sinners, and joy to the sorrowful. It banishes enmities, produces concord, and humbles empires. Here the deacon pauses, and taking the 5 grains of incense, he fixes them in the candle in the form of a cross. They represent the 5 wounds received by our Lord upon the cross, as also the perfumes which Magdalene and her companions had prepared for embalming his body in the tomb. Thus far, as we have already explained, the paschal candle is the figure of the man-god, not yet glorified by the resurrection. Therefore, on this sacred night, receive, O Holy Father, the evening sacrifice of this incense, which thy Holy Church, by the hands of her ministers, presents to thee in the solemn oblation of this wax candle, made out of the labor of bees. And now we know the excellence of this pillar, which the sparkling fire lights for the honor of God. After these words, the deacon again pauses, and taking the reed which holds the triple candle, he lights the paschal candle with one of its branches. This signifies the instant of our Lord's resurrection, when the divine power restored his body to life, by uniting with it the soul which death had separated. The glorious symbol of Christ, our light, is now perfect, and Holy Church exults in the thought of soon beholding her heavenly spouse triumph over death. Which fire, though now divided, suffers no loss from the communication of its light, because it is fed by the melted wax, which its mother the bee made for the composition of the precious torch. Here are lighted from the new fire the lamps of the church. They are lighted after the paschal candle, to signify that Jesus' resurrection was made known gradually. It also tells us that our resurrection is to be a consequence and a likeness of that of our Savior, who opens to us the way whereby, after having like him passed through the tomb, we shall enter into life everlasting. O truly blessed night, which plundered the Egyptians and enriched the Hebrews, a night in which things heavenly are united with those of earth, and divine with human. We beseech thee, therefore, O Lord, that this candle, consecrated to the honor of thy name, may continue burning to dissipate the darkness of this night, and being accepted as a sweet-smelling savor, may be united with the celestial lights. Let the morning star find it burning, I mean that star which never sets, who being returned from hell shone with brightness on mankind. We beseech thee, therefore, O Lord, to grant us peaceable times during these paschal solemnities, and with thy constant protection, to rule, govern, and preserve us, thy servants, and all the clergy, and the devout people, together with our Holy Father and our Bishop, through the same Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, one God for ever and ever. Amen. Here the deacon takes off the white dalmatic, vests in purple, and returns to the bishop. Then begin the prophecies from the Old Testament.